On this first fall morning, there was a bit of chill in the air across the Northeast. In most areas, temperatures fell into the 40s last night. Albany Airport dropped to 46 degrees. Burlington, Vermont dropped to 45. Farther south, it was 53 degrees in White Plains. And our perennial Northeast icebox, Saranac Lake, dropped to 31 degrees early this morning. So on this first autumn day, Saranac Lake was below freezing. Of course, this afternoon, temperatures are far from freezing, as most areas have warmed into the 70s under bright skies. And it has been a very pleasant first day of fall across our area. After some locally dense fog burned off this morning, we've had bright conditions through the day. Coming up tonight, a cold front will work its way through the region, but this front will come through with very little fanfare. Just some clouds will mix in from time to time. No rainfall is in the forecast, and you know, we do need some rainfall across the region as dry conditions prevail. Our updated drought monitor will be released tomorrow with the latest on that information, so we'll have that for you tomorrow afternoon here on WAMC. And moving through time, I mentioned dry weather because it's dry not only tonight into tomorrow, but we're going to keep things dry through at least the first half of this upcoming weekend. Coming up during the day tomorrow, high pressure will build in from Canada. That will bring us a partly to mostly sunny day. It will be a little bit cooler than today, with temperatures still up into the 70s. However, some of the higher elevations may hold in the upper 60s tomorrow afternoon. And then it's even a little bit cooler yet again on Friday, with daytime high temperatures ranging from the middle 60s to lower 70s. And that's pretty much where temperatures will hold as we start off the weekend. A quick check in the tropics this afternoon with Tropical Storm Ida. As of late morning, the storm was still out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean with winds of 40 miles per hour, so the storm is barely maintaining its tropical storm status, and the storm continues to pose no threat to land. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of dense fog, low in the mid-40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, pleasant, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of dense fog, low in the mid-40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, pleasant, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of dense fog, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, pleasant, high in the mid to upper 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of dense fog, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, pleasant, high in the lower to mid 70s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, high in the mid 60s to lower 70s. And on Saturday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.